Is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID-19 outbreaks are on the rise in Colorado. Weekly data show there were more than 700 active outbreaks as of Wednesday, a total last seen in February. An outbreak is at least two confirmed cases linked to the same place or event. State health officials say most of the reported infections were in K-12 schools and nursing homes. Manufacturing facilities, offices, and restaurants also saw an increase in outbreaks. Colorado farmers and ranchers will face extreme drought heading into the spring and summer planting season. The U.S. Drought Monitor says nearly 15% of the state is in the most severe category of drought. Les Owen with the State Department of Agriculture says the conditions are extraordinarily concerning.
Last year, during the critical growing times when we needed moisture, there just wasn't much in most areas of the state. So folks are already been punched in the gut pretty hard from drought.
It is unusual for so much land to be this dry at this time of year. Roughly a quarter of Colorado's streams, rivers, and wetlands lost federal protections today after an appeals court lifted an injunction. The state spent a year trying to stop the Trump administration's partial rollback of the Clean Water Act from taking effect. The Water for Colorado Coalition says the change threatens critical sources of drinking water and leaves waterways and wetlands vulnerable to pollution. The group is urging state lawmakers to enact new protections. This is CPR News.